9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roar that stock car, boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he's too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning dog a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah, hey, hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, the Rough Riders still haven't lost yet in 2023. What an opening day yesterday from Riders Field. 12-4, the final score, and the Rough Riders keep it going. I'm adding on to their momentum for the 2022 Texas League Championship, and we're back at it again today for Game 2 of 138 in the 2023 season. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Hort, welcoming you into Riders Field and another edition of Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network. It's Owen White today on the hill for Frisco, and Luke Albright for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who continue in this three-game homestand. And we'll tell you more about the starting lineups and those two pitchers as we go on the pregame show. First pitch at 7:05. But a great day yesterday, a chilly one, but the bats were hot all night long as Frisco got a grand slam from Trevor Hover. Just one-third of their runs yesterday, pulling away in the sixth inning with six runs in that frame and winning 12-4. Zach, plenty of offense, plenty of time to get used to these players, run around the bases, made the game pretty fun to call.
It certainly did. I mean, it was an incredible offensive performance up and down the lineup. You had four different guys with multi-hit performances, and Evan Carter, Kellen Strom, Dustin Harrison, Scott Capers. But you look at the bottom of the order and the production that we saw from that bottom third, especially Trevor Hover, the grand slam you mentioned. Two hits, three times on base for Kellen Strom. Again, two hits and three RBIs from Scott Capers in the nine hole. When you have production at the top of the order and the talent at the top of the order that this Rough Riders have, if you get that kind of production out of the bottom of the order, watch out, Texas League. I mean, this lineup, it's already called the most talented team in all minor league baseball. This lineup, if it's producing top to bottom like this, there are not enough outs in baseball in order to keep this lineup off the scoreboard. And it's funny, you think about 12 runs and you're like, wow, what an offensive performance, and it was. Luis Angel Cunha goes 0 for 5, three punchouts. That's a guy who's going to be really productive on the offensive side, so there's still room for improvement, even though you scored 12 runs, and that talks to the amount of talent that this team really has, and really looking forward to tonight, especially with tonight's starter, as you mentioned, Owen White getting the ball for the first time tonight.
Well, Frisco's 1-0, Amarillo 0-1, a rematch today, and the series concludes tomorrow here from Riders Field. I had a conversation just about an hour or two ago with a relief pitcher, kind of the closer last year, guy in the back end of the bullpen for Frisco, Nick Starr, who is a tremendous prospect with Frisco, really prodigious talent out of the bullpen, and he was the final guy to throw a pitch last season. Came in extra innings and got the final out in Wichita last year to conclude the 2022 Texas League Championship. And so Nick Starr was able to get that final out, dog pile right there on the mound in Wichita last year. We'll hear that conversation about that memory and what he's working on as a pitcher in the 2023 season. So Frisco Rough Riders relief pitcher Nick Starr coming up after this break on the pregame show from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
All right, welcome back on the pregame show. Josh Warden along with pitcher for the Rough Riders, Nick Starr. Nick, thanks for joining me here before game two of the season. Pretty cool to see an opening day win, get to 1-0, you know, something that you get to be a part of for the beginning of the season with Frisco. We'll touch on the end of last season, but what's it like just to be here opening day, be part of the beginning of the 2023 season with the Rough Riders?
I mean, it's opening day anywhere is pretty exciting, you know, especially when your hitters go up there and put up a 12 spot, you know, and you get to watch Trevor Hover hit a grand slam on opening day. I mean, it's kind of picture perfect, I say, for opening day, yeah.
That's great. Well, last year, I mean, you played a big role for the Rough Riders, finishing a lot of games back into the bullpen.
Let's just touch on the last game since we were just talking about it. Take me through just kind of the special moment, being able to be the final pitcher of the season and be, you don't have to run far to dogpile. You're right there. Yeah, so take me through that moment.
Well, I mean, obviously it's a moment, you know, as a closer, back-end guy, you dream of your whole entire life. So, you know, being able to be in that spot and be the guy in that spot, I was very blessed to be able to do so. And just obviously all the excitement, you know, that we were talking earlier, didn't really care to walk people. So it's kind of like, let's throw it a little, just a tad bit slower. And, you know, let's get in the strike zone. Let's trust our stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, to win the Texas League championship and to close out that game for the win, it kind of gives probably a special meaning to winning even in the minor leagues, because you're here for development, you're here to increase your personal skills, but not at the cost of winning, not that that's unimportant. So tell me a little bit about how much maybe that taught you of, man, it's fun to just win in the minor leagues, let alone develop personally too.
I would say what it taught me is, like, I've never really been on a championship team like that, like of this caliber before. And so, like, to be a part of, like, the winning side, you, like, really understand and fully grasp it. Like, it's a full team thing. I mean, we played 10 innings that championship game, and it literally took all 9 hitters and then every pitcher that we had. So it was a complete and total team effort. I mean, we were down to our 2 outs, 2 strikes, I think, 3 or 4 times in, like, the 9th and 10th inning. So, I mean, what you learn for sure is, you know, it's a complete and total team effort, and then it's also really exciting to be on the side of, you know, you're getting the ball 3 inches left or 3 inches right.
So. Nick Starr joining me. A couple last things here in the pregame show. Just for this season, tell me about your personal growth, what you're trying to work on the mound, mentally, physically. What's one or two things that the coaches have kind of focused on, your development plan that you're really hoping the beginning of the season you're able to hone on this one or two things?
Say, mentally, it would be more of like being where my feet are. It's kind of like the every year focus, you know, because there's, especially at the AA level, it's really easy to start looking forward to AAA and then maybe even beyond AAA. But, you know, it's really about just being where your feet are and just being here or being present every single day. Right. And so that's pretty. And then as a, you know, developmental thing, I really want to throw the slider this year. So that's kind of what I want to develop on this year.
Good. I like it. Well, Nick, it's going to be fun to watch you this season. Thanks for joining me here on the pregame show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
There's Nick Starr on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
A gorgeous day for baseball once again in Frisco. A little chilly, 60 degrees right here in Collin County, but can't ask for much better than this. It's dry, and we're ready for some baseball. Here's the starting lineups for both teams between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, beginning with the visiting Sod Poodles. Their third-year manager, Sean Roof, pens in his lineup as follows. Leading off and playing second base, Ryan Bliss, who had 2 hits in his AA debut yesterday. Batting second and the shortstop, Jordan Lawler, making his return to the Dallas area. He had a 2-run home run yesterday. Hitting third, the first baseman, Caleb Roberts, the cleanup hitter. And third baseman, Davison De Los Santos. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Tim Tawa, celebrating his 24th birthday today. Hitting sixth and the DH, A.J. Vukovic. Batting seventh and the catcher, Adrian Del Castillo. Hitting eighth for the Sod Poodles and playing right field, Robbie Enriquez. And rounding out the 9, the left fielder, Camden Duzanet. On the hill today for Amarillo is Luke Albright, a 6'4 right-hander, 23-year-old, who was a 6th-round draft pick 2 years ago out of Kent State. His counterpart on the mound today for Frisco is Owen White. His double A, not debut, but season debut, came up late last year and got four starts with the Rough Riders, the native of Mount Ula, North Carolina. Got a second-round draft pick, still only just 23 years old, and looks to spend a good chunk in Frisco this year, his 25th professional appearance. Leading off for Carlos Cardoza's crew and playing right field is Evan Carter, the 2022 Texas Minor League Player of the Year. Batting second and the center fielder today, Leody Taveras, continues his rehab stint with the Rough Riders, batting third. And the shortstop is Luis Angel Acuna. Hitting cleanup and playing left field for Frisco today is Dustin Harris. Made a nice catch to end yesterday's game out in left. Behind him, batting fifth and playing third base, is Thomas Sajacy. Hitting sixth, and the first baseman, Trevor Hover. He of the grand slam yesterday to right field. Batting seventh and the designated hitter, making his Frisco debut and his double-A debut, Chris Cease, former first-round pick. Will bat seventh. Hitting eighth and the second baseman, Jax Biggers, no stranger to Frisco baseball, but this is his first appearance this season. Didn't play yesterday and now celebrating his 26th birthday today, gets the start at second base. And rounding out the nine for Frisco is the catcher, David Garcia, gets his first game for Frisco this season after starting 58 last year in a Rough Riders uniform. I'm excited to see, Zach, a lot of these names again. You know, a lot of the guys who performed really well. And two new guys, actually the bottom trimester of the order, are all new. Cease, Biggers, and Garcia. The guys that will play a big role early in this season.
Certainly, and that's what you see in the first couple games. You want to get everyone there in the starting lineup and everyone get an appearance. Josh Sale got in a pinch hit role last night coming in for Leody Taveras, and he might come in again when Taveras ends his rehab stint tonight. But ultimately, this is kind of interesting seeing the first two lineups and how they shake out. We talked about the bottom of the order and their role last night. Let's see what the bottom of the order has tonight. Is there an entirely new bunch from that crew that had, you know, the five combined hits and, what, seven combined RBIs in the back end? So really exciting to see what the back end provides. But also at the same time, when you look at the full nine, this is your quote-unquote B lineup.
Right.
It's still really good. It's still really deep, so really exciting stuff.
10 RBI split between three guys. Let's step aside. First pitch, the play-by-play coming up on the other side of this break. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
Gets up, throws to first in time.
Strike three and the Riders win.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
He is flying to third.
Way back. Get out of here.
He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It was an opening day to remember last night with the Rough Riders taking down the Sod Poodles 12-4. And now on day two of the 2023 season, the Rough Riders turn to the top pitching prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. It's Owen White who takes the ball for this Friday night. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field, about 25 minutes north of downtown Dallas in Frisco, Texas, alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Josh, it was a wonderful ball game last night. We talked about the offense, we talked about the bullpen, but we are very excited to see this man take the ball today.
Yeah, Owen White is, he's one to draw you to the ballpark all by himself because he's been effective at every level. He has been exciting at every level, and now really his first, you know, bigger chunk at AA. It's not his debut. He got four starts, last year, but to really come in and be able to be opening weekend, get, you know, a decent amount of innings, I'm sure if he pitches well, he could go a decent amount of length, and a guy who strikes a lot of dudes out. I mean, he makes the defense get to relax and calm down a little bit. Is in his career, he's thrown 115 innings. He has 160 strikeouts. You hope for more than one per inning. He's well over that. So this guy's got nasty stuff.
Owen White, the 6'3", 199-pound, 23-year-old out of Mount Ulla, North Carolina, currently resides in Clearwater, Florida. Former second-round pick of the Rangers back in 2018, and he takes the ball for the first time for the Rough Riders in 2023. 58 degrees, our first pitch temperature here in Frisco, Texas. Overcast, 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing from east to west, which is in from right field here in Frisco. Ryan Bliss is in from the right side, and we are set to go from Frisco, Texas. White has his sign back into his wind, and here we go. First pitch is hit in the air, shallow right field, long run in. Carter, he can't get there. It drops in for a base hit. Jack Spiggers picks it up, the second baseman, and quickly turns and flings it on to second, keeping Bliss at first. But it's a first pitch single for Ryan Bliss to get us underway at 7:07 in the p.m. in Frisco, Texas. The first pitch swinging right away from Bliss. And Owen White quickly gets us underway. That brings Jordan Lawler to the plate. Lawler, the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. He homered last night, a 1-for-3 performance, couple RBIs. White ready from the stretch. He delivers. It's right down the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Felix Neon is our home plate umpire tonight. Jared McMahon, or Molman, I should say, is down the first baseline. And Ty Krause, our crew chief, is our third base umpire, currently positioned in the middle of the field. 0-1. Just off the outside corner and misses, and it's one ball and one strike on Lawler. The Dallas native, very familiar with this ballpark. He played here multiple times in high school, including hitting a walk-off home run over the in-touch home run terrace in left field here at Riders Field. From the stretch, the right-hander holds and fires. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. White last year made four starts with the Rough Riders before going on the injured list to end the regular season. He went 3-0 in those starts with a 2.49 earned run average. In 21 and two-thirds innings, he whiffed 23 and just walked four batters. 2-1 just dips low of the zone, and the count goes to three balls and one strike on Lawler. That's White's calling card. He's an attack-style type of pitcher. Of course, we say that as he goes 3-1 here on Jordan Lawler, but he likes to fill up the strike zone, and he likes to go after you. He'll strike out a ton of batters. He rips in the 3-1. Lawler swings, puts it in the air, down the right field line, and foul. And it's three balls and two strikes. The number three overall prospect in the Rangers organization and a top 100 prospect as well. White has really gained notoriety after what was kind of a quasi full healthy season last year. Here's the stretch. And a throw over to first base. Bliss back in safely. He stole 31 bags last year with High A Hillsboro. White, only 9 appearances in 2021, 8 overall starts. Finally, a semi-healthy year last year. The pitch, Bliss takes off, swinging a ground ball to short. Acuna backhands, no play at second. He whips it onto first base and gets Lawler. And there's the first out of the ballgame. Bliss in motion on the play, stays out of the double play. And he's at second base for Caleb Roberts. Roberts 0 for 3 in yesterday's game with a walk. Just underway here in the top of the first inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. If you missed yesterday's ball game, you missed a lot of offense. Rough Riders putting up 12 runs on 10 hits in the opener. White peers back to second, delivers. It's right down Broadway for a strike. 93 on the fastball, and it's 0-1. Frisco getting the big blow with a six-run fifth inning. A grand slam by Trevor Hover, highlighting that big inning. Roberts in from the left side, the pitch. Fouled off of Garcia's glove, the catcher, and the count goes to 0-2. Let's set the defense behind Owen White for the Rough Riders tonight. It's Dustin Harris in left field. Leody Taveras, the Major League rehabber, is in center. And Evan Carter plays in right field today. Thomas Sejasi mans the hot corner. Luis Angel Acuna at short. Jax Biggers at second. And Trevor Hover is at first base. David Garcia puts down the signs for Owen White, who delivers. In the air, left side and foul. And the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Really good Friday night crowd on hand here at Riders Field in what is the middle portion, the meat in the sandwich, if you will, of this three-game series to open the season for the Rough Riders at home. All three games against the Sod Poodles before the Rough Riders head on the road next week to San Antonio. White looks back towards second. He deals in the 0-2. Down low and inside, missed with a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes now on Roberts, the first baseman for Amarillo. Rough Riders going with cream tops today, cream pants, red double R ball cap. It's the road gray uniform for Amarillo today. Gray top, gray bottom, and a navy blue ball cap. White stretches, glove at the belt, and steps off. That's his one disengagement he's allowed. And the pitch clock resets. Ahead 1-2. There comes his 12th pitch of the inning. Fouled away, left side. Roberts remains alive at 1-2. Owen White had some really strong starts last year with the Rough Riders when coming up. And, of course, a 2.49 ERA will show you he was good his entire time with the Rough Riders, but especially in his July 4th weekend start. He was throwing no-hit baseball until he got hit with a comebacker and had to come out of the game. Got hit in the foot. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner in the dirt. Garcia picks out of the dirt and throws onto first base to complete the strikeout. There's strikeout number one for Owen White. Two away in the first inning. Runner at second, no score. And here's Davison De Los Santos. Good looking changeup buried low and away. Away from the left-handed batter. And now it's a right-hander who steps in against the right-hander, Owen White. Looks back towards second, delivers. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Davison De Los Santos, the number four prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, just 19 years old here at the AA level. One of the youngest players in the entire Texas League. 1-for-4 in his debut yesterday. 0-1. Rip and a miss. Elevated fastball, and it's 0-2. He came up for 10 games at the end of last year with AA Amarillo, and now back with him to begin the season this year. White looking to put him away. Ahead 0-2. He stretches. Here she comes. Soft roller off the end of the bat out towards second base. Biggers gives ground. Fields throws to first and gets him. And the side comes to a close easily after the leadoff single for Owen White. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Our score, it's the Sod Poodles nothing. The Rough Riders coming up after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony in Heart Music and Literature Program, with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles scoreless. Game 2 of 138 in 2023. Evan Carter leads it off against Luke Albright, the right-hander who winds back and delivers home. Down low and inside of the left-handed batter, and it's one ball and no strikes on the Rough Riders right fielder, who made a great first impression this year. 2-for-5 in the opener with 3 RBIs, including what looked like a 2-run triple in the second inning. The 1-0 pitch. A strike on the inside corner at the knees, and the count goes to 1-1. It looked like it was going to be a triple, but upon appeal, he missed second base. The pitch flicks it foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. So Carter had to settle with a 2-run single. Well, the Rough Riders had no trouble scoring runs last night. 12 runs on 10 hits in the opener. 1-2 pitch. Roller foul right side. It's still 1-2. So Evan Carter will certainly settle for what was a very strong day nonetheless. And looking to have a good encore performance in game number 2. 1-2 pitch. He swings, grounds it foul again, right side, past the first base coach, Kavika Emsley-Pye. And it's still 1-2. Luke Albright making his AA debut for Amarillo. The former sixth-round selection out of Kent State in 2021, and time called right before Albright delivers the 1-2. Native of Fishers, Indiana. Squares his shoulders to the third base dugout, winds and delivers home. Inside just a bit on Evan Carter with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2. Spent all of last year with High A Hillsborough. Albright delivers in. Breaking ball cut on and fouled back into Del Castillo's glove, the catcher, for strike 3. Now Carter goes down on strikes, and there's one away in the first inning in a scoreless game. Here's Leody Tavares. Well, that's the thing about the Rough Riders color scheme is anytime you have a big league rehabber, it looks a little funky. You have a cream jersey top, white pants, and a Texas Rangers red helmet for Tavares, who slaps the first pitch foul left side, and it's 0-1. It's not necessarily the best-looking uniform combination right now, but Tavares back here on big league rehab for the second consecutive day. He was dealing with a low-grade oblique strain during spring training that caused him to miss opening day with the Rangers. 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Yesterday went 0-for-4 in his first rehab appearance. With the pitch clock this year, it's a little bit different with Major League rehabbers. What it used to be last year was the big league rehabber would have the pitch clock turned off if they were at the plate or on the mound. 0-2 pitch. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's still 0-2. What it is now is if it's a hitter, they have to abide by the AA rules. So instead of like the big leagues where it'd be 15 seconds with nobody on and 18 seconds with runners, or 20 seconds, I should say, with runners aboard, the 0-2 inside, and it's 1-2. They have to abide by the 14-second and 18-second clock that we have here in AA. 1-2 pitch. Inside again. Boy, just barely missing with a good fastball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitchers, they get the big league clock, though. They get the 15 and 20-second clock. 2-2. Tavares grounds it right side of the infield. Brian Bliss at second has it and throws him out for the second out. Two up, two down. Here's Luis Angel Acuna. No score, bottom of the first inning. Let's set the defense behind Luke Albright for you. It's Camden Danusiak in left field. Tim Tawa in center and Robbie Enriquez in right field. Davison, De Los Santos at third. Jordan Lawler at short. Ryan Bliss just made the play at second. Caleb Roberts at first. And the first pitch to Acuna bends him away but finds the inside corner on a good-looking breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Adrian Del Castillo is the catcher today for Albright. 0-1. Fouled back this way. Watch out, Josh. Just over to your right.
I would have had it. I would have had it.
Did you bring your glove today?
No. I can handle the bare hands. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Bare hand,
no
problem.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh.
We'll get him up here this season.
Give me a chance.
0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner and low. Acuna down on strikes. Good looking breaking ball low and away. And it's a couple Ks in a 1-2-3 first inning for Luke Albright. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're scoreless to the top of the second from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Just one base hit combined between the two teams so far through an inning of play. We go to the top of the second inning from Riders Field. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Tim Tawa starts things off for Amarillo. Owen White looks over the top of his glove, winds back, and fires in. High and tight, 1-0. Tim Tawa, A.J. Vukovic, Adrian Del Castillo. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the Amarillo order. White faced one above the minimum in the first inning. He delivers the pitch, and it's inside. It's 2-0. Tawa went 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. Native of the Portland area in Oregon. 2-0. Check swing. And it's in there for a strike with a slider. 2-1 to Tawa. Owen White goes 4-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. He fires. Popped up on the infield. The catcher, David Garcia, frisbees away his mask right behind home plate. He makes the catch. Here's the first out of the second inning, and A.J. Vukovic stands in. That fastball is very good for Owen White. He'll be 93 to 96 miles an hour, but very good spin. And it plays really well up in the zone. And when he's getting swings and misses up in the zone with that fastball, that's when you know he's on. First pitch to Vukovic. High and tight, 1-0. Vukovic, the DH, is the number 13 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Playing out in left field last night, the pitch.
In the air out to left center field, Leody Taveras tracing over. He's got it measured, and he squeezes for the out. Two quick outs in the second. It's not as if White used a ton of pitches in his first inning either. He only used 16 in the first. And now just five to dispatch of the first two hitters. Early on in the season, a lot of guys are on pitch limits, and Owen White dealt with a little bit of neck impingement during spring training. So he's still building back up. First pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1 to Adrian Del Castillo, the left-handed batting catcher. We'll see how far Owen White goes today. He's probably on an 80-pitch limit or so. The offering is grounded up the first baseline. Easy play for Trevor Hover, who picks, takes it to the bag, and that's another really smooth inning for Owen White. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. He's retired six in a row after the leadoff single on the first pitch of the game. Bottom two coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second inning in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. It's Dustin Harris to start things off for Frisco against Luke Albright. And the first pitch on the way. Harris watches low and away, one ball and no strikes. Not a lot of action so far. The first pitch of the game was a single from Ryan Bliss, and everyone after that has been retired on both sides. The 1-0. A line drive to right center field. That one has eyes for the gap, and it's down. Harris around first on his way to second. It gets all the way to the wall. Harris around second on his way to third. Speeding towards the bag, and he slides in safely with a triple. Dustin Harris with a leadoff three-bagger. Well, that one hit the grass and perfectly split. Robbie Enriquez and Tim Tawa hit off the base of the wall, and Tawa had one bobble in center field. He couldn't pick it up cleanly, and Harris, very good speed for how big he is, and he gets into third base easily with a leadoff triple. Here's Thomas Sejacy now in the first offering. Sejacy takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1.
Harris not too patient yesterday, first pitch of the first at-bat, double. This one, second pitch of his first at-bat, triple.
The 0-1. Outside with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. We saw that from Harris last year as well, the aggressiveness. There's no doubt that Harris can hit. Stretch in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Boy, nasty breaking ball off the outside corner. So JC went fishing, and it's 1-2. Harris came up last year after winning the Tom Grieve Rangers Minor League Player of the Year between Down East and Hickory. The 1-2. So JC grounds it softly to short. Lawler playing back. He picks, fires on to first, and just beats him by a step. But Harris comes in to score, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0. RBI ground out for Thomas Sejacy, and just like last night, the Rough Riders get on the board first in the second inning. Trevor Hover now. It was a slider off the plate. And so J.C. reached out, hit it off the end of the bat, out to short, got the job done. First pitch to Hover. Strike across the outside corner, and it's 0-1 on Trevor Hover, who Josh is the league leader in RBIs. Four of them, the pitch. Line to third, right at De Los Santos. He spears it out of the air, hip high for the second out. I hit it hard, but right at the third baseman the opposite way, and he's out number two. Grand slam yesterday for all four of those RBIs.
Only had one hit, but that'll do the job. I mean, hey, Amarillo got two home runs yesterday. They won the home run battle, 2-1. But there were as many RBIs among the home runs, a pair of two runs and a grand slam.
First pitch to Chris Cease is low and away, 1-0. And the Rough Riders all over the leaderboards in the Texas League. The pitch. Cease watches one again at the bottom of the zone for a strike. 1-1. That's what happens when you put up 12 runs. You tend to see your name all over the place. The pitch. Cease fouls it back into the glove of the catcher, Adrian Del Castillo. Beg your pardon, that was the 0-2, and that's strike three. And Cease is done. But the Rough Riders, they get a leadoff triple from Dustin Harris. RBI ground out Thomas Sejasi. They're on the scoreboard. They lead by a score of 1-0. Top of the third inning next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Frisco Rough Riders take the first lead of the ballgame. It's 1-0 as we move on to the third inning. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley on the call from Riders Field. Owen White back to the bump. Robbie Enriquez is the first batter of the third inning. He takes a strike on the four-seam fastball to get us started in the third. Dustin Harris scores. He was the first player to score yesterday. He's the first player to score today. Back-to-back games to open up the 23 seasons. Enriquez fouls it away. And it's 0-2 on Robbie Enriquez. It's 1-0 Frisco. Only came to the plate 8 innings yesterday. Didn't need the bottom of the ninth, and they still scored 12 runs. Scored one run so far through two innings today. The 0-2 pitch, fisted, foul. And Enriquez stays behind 0-2. Didn't play yesterday, so his season debut today. He's from Carolina. And no, I don't mean near Kinston, one of Rangers minor league clubs. No, Carolina, Puerto Rico, where he hails from and now playing in Texas. The 0-2 pitch below the knees to the 26-year-old Robbie Enriquez. He'll be followed by Camden Duzenac and then the top of the order for the Sod Poodles. Owen White, his belt facing towards third base, comes set, and the 1-2 from the right-hander is lifted foul down the third base side. And remains a 1-2 count from Owen White, who continues to attack the zone. Doesn't walk a lot of batters, has not conceded a base runner today, except for the leadoff single in the first inning. And strain in that man. 1-2 pitches, hit foul again. Enriquez climbed the ladder and managed to skim that one backwards for another foul ball. Owen White, the Right-hand pitcher, 23 years old, former second-round pick. A 2.49 ERA last year at Frisco. Just four starts. Partway through the summer. And looking pretty healthy here after missing some time down the stretch last year. Good to see him on opening weekend. The 1-2 from Owen White is down and in. Skips off of David Garcia, his battery mate. And two balls, two strikes to Robbie Enriquez. 1-0 ball game. Frisco in front. White spent a lot of time in Hickory playing for Carlos Cardoza last year before getting the call up to play for Frisco last year. And Jared Gettert, the manager, Cardoza now joins him in Frisco as his skipper. So he gets to make the opening weekend start for Cardoza and his pitching coach, John Goebel. Another 2-2 pitch from Owen White is fouled again. Good at bat from Robbie Enriquez. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff man here in the third inning. 1-0 Frisco. For Owen White, ready to go against Enriquez. Waves the bat around, puts it back over his left shoulder. The 2-2 from Owen White is taken outside. Ball three. 94 miles an hour from Owen White. And it loads the count full. A rare three-ball count from Owen White, but hard to blame him. There's been so many two-strike foul balls in this at-bat. A 3-2 from Owen White is taken down, ball four. It was a hard-earned walk for Robbie Enriquez, and he reaches for a leadoff base on balls. Well, Camden Duzenak is the hitter. Former Reno ace, make it back to that level before long. It's a lot of prospects in this Diamondbacks organization, so Duzenak, who did not play at AA last year. Starts out this season at AA. First pitch to Duzenak. He butts it. Pretty good one. Third base tied. Only one play for Owen White. He throws to first and easily in time. A sacrifice bunt for Camden Duzenak. And it pushes Robbie Enriquez into scoring position. Amarillo has scrapped twice to get a man into second base. One time it was a hit and run on a routine double play ball. Would have been routine had the runner not been stealing on the play, and so it turned out like a sack bunt back in the first inning. Got Ryan Bliss into scoring position with one out, but Owen White did not allow him to pass from there, as White has a conversation with Ryan Garcia, or David Garcia, I should say, and Jax Biggers on the mound. And this time on an actual sacrifice bunt that gets Amarillo the tying run in scoring position. Top of the order, it's Ryan Bliss to the plate, who was the one man to get a base hit off Owen White today. So one time through the lineup, a single and a walk allowed by Owen White and nothing else. Ready to go after the mound visit with one out. The pitch to Ryan Bliss is fouled right back towards us. We've got a couple balls our way. I think a nice catch below us out of our view. Tell by the fans cheering for somebody nabbing a souvenir. Owen won the count from Owen White, trying to protect a 1-0 lead here in the third inning. Cubs set for the 0-1. Fastball swung on and whiffed. And quickly gets ahead of Ryan Bliss. No balls and two strikes. Bliss barely made contact in the first inning on the first pitch of the ball game, and just dropped it into shallow right field. For the only hit allowed so far by Owen White. The 0-2 from White is in the dirt. Good block by Garcia. David holds on the runner from second base. One ball and two strikes. With one out from Owen White. Peers into David Garcia, sent up on the outside. Garcia shows his spot for the 1-2 pitch from Owen White. Breaking ball. Fouled backwards. Well, Owen White pitched in Hickory last year until June. I asked him, was it Carlos Cardoza who informed you of the call-up? After all, Cardoza, now his manager, was at that point the skipper in Hickory, and it was Carlos who told him after a game on June 19th a year ago that Owen White was making his move up to AA for the first time. 1-2 pitch from Owen is lifted foul behind home plate. New press box here and rattles around.
I don't know if we've had this many close calls. That's like three.
It's tantalizing. give me something I can catch. One ball, two strikes from Owen White with a runner at second and one away in the third inning. The pitch taken just above the belt. And a dangerous take from Ryan Bliss with two strikes. 2-2 the count from Owen White with one away. Infield mostly straight up. Jax Biggers shaded towards the second base bag, holding the runner Enriquez near the base. Outfield not too deep. 2-2 pitch, just off the outside corner. Owen White has been squeezed a little bit. And Robbie Enriquez made him work for the leadoff at-bat, which he fouled off. Several pitches with two strikes. Enriquez at second. Three balls, two strikes to Ryan Bliss. Tying run in scoring position with one out. Fastball hit towards short. A roller fielded by Acuna. The runner does not go from second. He throws across to first in time. And Owen White finally puts away Ryan Bliss and doesn't allow the runner to advance in the meantime. Work for Owen White to fight back. He was ahead 0-2. And it was not really a bad effort to allow Bliss to get back with three balls in the count. One of them was in the zone, probably, and the other one's a couple of foul balls along the way and does get the ground out. So still a runner at second, two down. And Jordan Lawler, the batter. Lawler grounded out in his first at-bat, homered yesterday. And did well against Jack Leiter, a home run and a walk when he was facing Frisco's number five prospect. First pitch to Jordan Lawler is outside for a ball. Lawler, a precocious kid. Fans love him just being from the area. And has showed his mettle the whole way through in the minors. His very first professional at-bat, home run. And just still getting his pro career started. A 1-0 pitch to Jordan Lawler is down for ball two. Lawler still only 20 years old. First round pick at a Jesuit high school. First professional at-bat was a home run, and then he started this season 1-for-1 with a home run. It was his second plate appearance, but hey, the walk isn't an at-bat, so I'll give him credit. 2-0 pitch is outside ball three. They'll appeal, but no swing. And for the first time today, Owen White gets behind 3-0, and that's the respect for Jordan Lawler with first base open. White doesn't give him anything to hit. 3-0 the count, two down, tying run at second base in the third inning. A pitch from Owen White is down the middle, so he's not content to just give up first base to Lawler. Still a dangerous 3-1 situation to Jordan. Shortstop today. Played a little bit for Amarillo last year. Now starting out with the Sod Poodles, looking for a game-tying RBI. Three balls and a strike from Owen White. Peers back at second, comes home. Fastball, hard hit under the glove of White. Fielded at second base by Biggers. Throws over in time and retires the side. Owen White does not concede a walk of Jordan Lawler. He pitches to him and gets him to ground out. And that is the top of the third. One walk, no hits, no errors, one left on, and no runs. Three scoreless innings so far for Owen White. And the Rough Riders lead it 1-0 into the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no?
and sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
1-0 Frisco in the home half of the third inning. From Frisco, Texas, it's Jack Biggers, the Texas native, stepping in. And the first pitch is low for a ball from Luke Albrecht. The birthday boy, 26 years old today. He wouldn't make a big deal out of it. He doesn't care too much, and so I'm not going to make too big of a deal out of it. But I'll acknowledge it is Jack's Biggers' birthday today. So happy birthday, Jax.
I'll make a big deal out of it.
Good. 1-1 the count as he takes a strike from Luke Albrecht. Goes back into the wind, and the pitch grounded up the first baseline, foul. Biggers does have some family here celebrating his birthday, his parents, grandparents here in Frisco. It's about a four-hour, maybe five-hour drive from Missouri City, Texas. Parents Brian and Christy. Dad was an assistant baseball coach at Lamar. His mom a coach as well, high school basketball. She coached, and so the son of coaches. Mature player, smart player, 26 years old today. 1-2 pitch, swings, and doesn't get a piece, and Jax Biggers punches out to begin the third inning. And Luke Albrecht has pitched fairly well today. Just one mistake, a triple for Dustin Harris. And there were no more hits after that triple last inning, but Harris did come home to score on an RBI ground out. And now it's David Garcia to the plate in the third inning.
One quick note on Jax's parents. Great family, first and foremost.
First pitch to Garcia above the belt for a ball.
Missouri City, not far from Corpus Christi. And so when we went down there in 2021, Jax's mom went to the game.
Garcia takes one down the pipe. One ball, one strike to David Garcia.
And it was Bark in the Park, so she brought the family dog. She was out of the berm. And Jax hit his first career double-A homer right to her.
Wow, Garcia lifts one to center field. Well hit, but Tawa is able to back up two steps, make the catch, and put away Garcia for the second out.
Opposite field, too.
Wow.
To left field.
And did the dog get a souvenir? I wanted to hear you say the dog caught it in the air.
Yeah, out of the air, leapt up in the air.
Wow.
Extremely athletic.
Air Bud incarnate. Well, nobody on yet for Frisco. Top of the order. Returning to the plate, Evan Carter. Struck out on six pitches back in the first inning. His second try against Luke Albrecht begins with an off-speed pitch away. And ball one to Evan Carter. Talk about mature kids. He's not going to turn 21 years old until August. Next pitch to Evan is inside to make it 2-0. 1-0 lead for Frisco in the third inning. So he was only in high school a couple years ago. Elizabethan High School in Tennessee. And now double A. 2-0 pitch to Evan, who's taking pretty much all the way. It's a strike. His senior year was the 2020 season, so he didn't get to play high school baseball, really. COVID canceled that season. 2-1 pitch to Carter, just on the inside nub, and strike two. Only played three games before the season was cut short, and so scouting was a little bit difficult. Still drafted high in the second round. Only played three games. 2-2 pitch, swung on, a high chopper towards third. De Los Santos comes in on the cut of the grass, throws in time, and beats out Evan Carter to end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Luke Albrecht, and Frisco has to be content with its 1-0 lead through the first trimester of this ball game. To the fourth inning from Riders Field. It's the Rough Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel, moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershagen, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders with one run on one hit and no errors, and the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles with no runs on one hit and no errors. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Rough Riders, Nick Krauth enters instead of Owen White. No pitch on the first pitch, and a time violation is called. So Nick Krauth's season begins on a somewhat inauspicious note as he started his windup just after the pitch clock expired and is given a ball to begin his relief appearance in his 2023 season debut. Fourth inning, next pitch is lifted towards the third baseman just past the JC, who is playing off the line. It was to his right up the left field side for a base hit. And a single for the leadoff man, Caleb Roberts. In the left field, and Roberts is aboard, so Nick Krauth comes in. And now we'll face Davison De Los Santos with nobody out in the fourth. Owen White's day is done. Pitched three pretty effective innings. Did not allow a run to the Sod Poodles. And they made him work for it. The pitch count got higher than most appearances would be with three scoreless innings, but still not terrible. 48 pitches, and he threw 31 of them for strikes. The slider is outside from Nick Krauth. On appeal, no swing. 1-0 the count to De Los Santos. Runner at first and nobody out.
It was good until he threw 9 pitches to Enriquez and 8 to Bliss last inning.
A 1-0 from Krauth is hit hard to right field on a line. Coming over and making the catch is Evan Carter. Took a step back and then came over. Good defense from Evan Carter to make the play. And the first out recorded of Nick Krauth's 2023 season.
It's a minor league Gold Glover right there. Throws in the line drive, hit directly at him, and then the closing speed with a couple quick steps to come in and make the play off to his left side.
Nick Krauth out of Concord, California, and a UConn product. He was watching the national championship on the basketball court a couple days ago as they were arriving in Frisco earlier this week. Most of the players came in Monday night, which was when UConn won the national title, and he was excited. Talked with him the next day about it. Husky is proud. Ground ball past Krauth, and the next pitch fielded by Biggers. Throws over to Acuna on to first. In time, double play. The sidearm for the birthday boy. Biggers starts the twin killing. He goes to Acuna on to Haver for the twin. And that's the inning. Nick Krauth faces the minimum in his first inning of relief of the 2023 season. No runs in for the Sod Poodles in the fourth. And Frisco leads it 1-0 to the bottom half of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. 4 winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
21, can you do something for me?
21. We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What's the Major League rehabber, Leody Taveras, who will lead off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fourth inning. Taveras, Acuna, Harris to bat for Frisco, who lead 1-0 over Amarillo. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Game two of 138 here in the 2023 season. Taveras steps in. First pitch from Albright is rocketed right towards right field, and a fairly easy play for Robbie Enriquez. Had that ball come to him about 300 feet in about 0.6 seconds, and he made the catch. First pitch, and Taveras has yet to record a hit in his little Frisco stint, but he's hit the ball well, no better than right there, but he is 0 for 2 today.
That was 102 exit velocity. Hit that right on the button just too hard.
Luis Angel Acuna also swings, puts it in play in the first pitch, a ground ball to short. Lawler up with it, throws across, and on two pitches, Luke Albright has two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning, Frisco up by a run. Luke Albright, who is making his Double-A debut, had a 5.49 ERA last year over in the Beaver State in Hillsboro, high-A team in the Diamondbacks org. Up in the Portland area. And now making his trip over to Double-A. It's gone fairly well so far, but the one guy that has stymied and sullied his appearance is the guy coming to the plate, Dustin Harris, who barreled up a ball to right center for a triple and scored moments later. Harris is the only player to touch home today. First pitch to Dustin is letter high, and a ball to the former Oakland Athletic. Drafted by Oakland, traded to Texas. Played well so far in this season. Couple extra base hits already. Another pitch upstairs to Dustin. Stands 6'3", so you got to throw it pretty high to throw it above the zone to him. And Luke Albright does that back-to-back times. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. And nobody on base for Frisco. Harris takes on the outside edge for a strike. Bottom half of the fourth inning. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:05 to conclude the series. But Tekoa Roby on the hill. Pitch to Dustin Harris is a strike to make it 2-2. Roby with his Double-A debut. Jameson Hill will be his counterpart for the Sod Poodles. 7:05 tomorrow. No game on Easter Sunday or the next day Monday. 2-2 to Dustin Harris. A check swing. He did go around, and that's the inning. Good fooling pitch from Luke Albright to tie up Dustin Harris, and he has retired 8 in a row. 9 if you count the RBI ground out that scored Harris back in the second inning, going through the lineup ever since Dustin Harris's triple back in the second. But Frisco leads it 1-0 through 4 innings from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark of the Park on Thursday, April 20th. Bring your four-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark of the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35. Woo-woo! Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights, so bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We head into the fifth inning with the play-by-play. Here's Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Josh. Top of the fifth inning, A.J. Vukovic starts things off. Nick Krauth delivers in the first pitch, and it's inside and low, one ball and no strikes. It's not just Josh and I up in the booth. We're joined by Chuck Greenberg, the general partner and CEO for the Rough Riders. Chuck, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Absolutely. Krauth ready from the stretch, and he deals in the 1-0 pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Chuck, as you sit up here and look out at this crowd, how awesome is it to see, you know, baseball back here in Frisco after the offseason?
Oh, it's such a thrill. We had a terrific offseason, and we've been looking forward to opening day for months. But last night was terrific. Tonight's great. I mean, the fans have really turned out, despite the fact that it's a little bit cool, and off to a great start.
Yeah, no doubt. Line drive out to Jax Biggers on a hard hit ball by A.J. Vukovic, and there's the first out of the fifth inning. 1-0 our score. Rough Riders leading. And here's Adrian Del Castillo. As you think back to your time here with the Rough Riders, dating back to when you came on in 2014 with the club, do you have any favorite memories that immediately come to mind when you think about this place?
Well, you know, on field, obviously, the championship last year was terrific.
First pitch to Del Castillo is a strike.
There you go. I was just going to point that out. You had. But, you know, most of my favorite memories here really involve the fan experience. And there's so many of them, they all kind of run together. But
next pitch in there, and it's 0-2.
One of the joys of this season has been to get back fully to the things that we were able to do before COVID. You know, there were some limitations that we were subject to in 21, and last year we were a little rusty, quite honestly, a few things, but we brought back so many elements of what made the fan experience special before COVID, and I think the fans who have come out the last couple of nights have seen that we're really headed back to those glory days that everybody speaks about so fondly.
Krauth ready from the stretch, and he deals in the 1-2. Check swing. He went around for strike three. Garcia picks in the dirt, tags him out. And there's the second out of the fifth inning. And Robbie Enriquez makes his way in. Perfect example of that, Chuck. We had the pregame autograph session today with a bunch of the players and with the 2022 championship poster giveaway. A lot of fans are able to line up. And just the interaction, having that back is fantastic.
Phenomenal. I can't even guess how many hundreds of fans were in that line, but it went all the way down the line, almost to home plate. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And then we had, I think, 15 Little League teams, different sports, different genders, all on the field before the game. Things we weren't allowed to do, and then we were probably a little rusty and forgot about doing it last year. But all of these things that fans have enjoyed over the years, we've got players signing autographs before every single game again, you know, and just a lot of little things that make the experience here memorable.
Enriquez fouls it back, and it's 1-1. In addition to that, this ballpark, hard to believe it's 20 years old. The work that was done in the offseason to get it ready for opening day yesterday, some of the stuff that's still ongoing. This park, getting comments that people have said haven't seen it look this good in a long, long time. It looks amazing.
It really does. And the beautification work is still in process. It'll be going through April. Foul down the left field line.
Oh, you do a little play-by-play.
Well, you know, I want to make it easy on you, Zach. I mean, you're a big league guy now. You know, someone's got to carry your water for you. But, yeah, I mean, you know, whether it's all the landscaping work that's being done, I mean, little things, whether it's, you know, repainting the lines in the parking lots and all the painting that's going on around the ballpark, but it looks great, and it's on its way to looking even better within the next few weeks.
Next offering is in the dirt, and it's 2-2. And wonderful job that Scott Burchett has done coming into GM, a guy who you've known for a long, long time.
For a long time. Scott's great. I mean, just everything about the culture of this place is exactly what I hoped it would be, and I got to little story from last night I'll tell you here.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Acuna dives from short. Can't get it. It's into center for a base hit. Robbie Enriquez aboard. And that's the first hit. And the last five batters is Nick Krauth had retired four in a row. Here's Camden Danusiak.
There's a representative from Major League Baseball here tonight who works with the umpires. He told me a story from last night that woman was here last night. Her hands were full of a lot of stuff. She dropped her hot dog after waiting in line, and so she was all bummed out. And one of our ticket reps, Jackson, saw it and just took the initiative, goes behind the counter, grabs her hot dog, you know, and she goes back. Just a little thing. No one told him to do it. No one, you know, pointed out. He just took the initiative and did it on his own. And it's terrific because that's what we're here for, to just take care of everybody, help them have the best experience possible. That's the culture that I think everybody has as a staff, which you embody. And everyone's just pulled together and tight group, and they're having fun, and that fun manifests itself throughout the stands.
Absolutely. The pitch is low and away, and it's 1-1 now to Danusiak. And I think that ultimately that's what you want to see in the front office and then bleed over into the fans, as you mentioned. And I think ultimately everything's kind of coming together from a game entertainment side and just kind of building a great atmosphere back here in Frisco.
No doubt. Again, you know, so much credit to Scott Burchett. He just embodies all of those values, and he's lived them here for 19 years with the Rough Riders. And it's just fun to see everybody take on that character and that approach.
Two balls and one strike now as the pitch misses outside. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary this year, and that's something that's been really, really fun to go back and look at, you know, what this place was when the Rough Riders first came here in 2003. And I know you weren't a part of the club then, as the pitch is low and away. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Not in time. Skips into center. Acuna backs it up from short. Oh, Robbie Enriquez steals second base. And it's 3-1 now on Danusiak. But just to see everything that has kind of come together with this 20th anniversary and all the stories that have come out from fans and people who have worked here for that long, it's been really, really cool.
It's been great. And, of course, we've got throwback Sundays planned all throughout the season, culminating late in the year. We've got a big throwback weekend with a lot of beloved former players coming back. I mean, some really big names, too. So it's going to be a celebration all year long, looking back on the 20th anniversary, on the 2022 Texas League Championship, and a really strong club that we've got on the field this year, too. The core, most of the core from late last year. And it's fun. I mean, it's a fun environment, good team.
It's
a great place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Pitch is low, and Danusiak walks. So two aboard here with two outs, 1-0. Rough Riders still lead at top of the fifth inning and top of the order now. And Ryan Bliss, time called, and John Goble, the pitching coach, will go out and chat with Nick Krauth. Do you have a favorite promotion on the promo schedule this year, Chuck?
You know, I'm pretty excited to have Stanley from the office and Colby from Yellowstone out here. That's, again, the kind of thing we weren't able to do that there for a couple years. So I've always enjoyed when we have those celebrity visits, whether it's been in Frisco or with other teams over the years, to see the fans get a chance to interact with the stars that they've seen on TV or in film. So I think that'll be a lot of fun. But, you know, there's just so many promotions we have coming up focused on the weekends this year that I think everyone's going to really enjoy. I mean, I'm going to enjoy being here for them, too. So.
Yeah, no doubt. You're hearing the voice of Chuck Greenberg, general partner and CEO for the Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network. And one of those really cool nights back in 2018 that I'm sure we're all trying to replicate with every night we have is Dude Perfect Night. What were some of your memories from Dude Perfect Night back in 2018?
My favorite memory was my niece and my nephew coming from New Jersey and thinking their uncle was pretty cool that I had him. That was my favorite part of it.
First pitch to Bliss is low, and it's one ball and no strikes after the mound visit. 1-0 Rough Riders here in the top of the fifth. That's the biggest crowd in franchise history, over 12,000.
Yeah, and I mean, that night, I mean, actually, we just like announced they were coming, and everything took care of itself. I think the game was sold out in about 5 hours.
Crowd delivers. It's low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes.
So if any of the Dude Perfect guys are listening, we've got room for you any night.
They're always listening. They're big fans.
You can do anything you want.
Absolutely.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Krauth from the stretch. He brings in the 2-0. In the air out to right center field. Tavares, a long run. He's still going. It's over his head into the gap. Enriquez around 30 comes in to score. Danusiak getting the windmill home, and he comes in. Bliss flying around second into third with a two-run triple. And Amarillo takes the lead at 2-1 in the fifth inning. That ball was crushed into right center field to the opposite way by Ryan Bliss. He now has his second hit of the game. And Leody Tavares was shading towards the pole side for the right-handed batter. He couldn't catch up to it into the right center field alley. Now Jordan Lawler now. He makes his way to the plate. Another really cool thing about being here in this area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, is there's so much talent here. Jordan Lawler, number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. He went to Dallas Jesuit High School, and he drills the first pitch into left field. That drops in for a base hit in front of Dustin Harris. Bliss comes in to score from third base, and it's now 3-1. Amarillo leads.
Well, this club's never going to be out of a game with the bats that we have, so we'll take our chances. But you're right, on any given night, you know, there's a lot of moms and dads and aunts and uncles who are out watching you know, the kids that they raised in the area playing. And it is such a great area. The first time I was at this ballpark was in 2010 when the Rangers played the Royals in an exhibition game at the time when I was trying to put the Ranger thing together. And I mean, it's just amazing how much the area has transformed since then.
Yeah.
None of the apartments were around here, the office buildings. I mean, all you had really was the hotel in center field, the Embassy Suites, and the arena. That was it. And to see the development since then and the neighborhood feel that this area has, it's really been interesting. And adds the atmosphere in the park enormously.
It certainly does. 0-1 pitch to Caleb Roberts. Just dips low of the zone, and the count goes to 1-1. When this ballpark was built back in 2003, the hotel came in 2004. The population of Frisco was just 58,000. Yep. It's 215,000 now.
Amazing. And you know, the Rough Riders have always had, and certainly since I got here, we've continued to have a
Pitch is ripped foul right side down the line, and it's 1-2.
A terrific relationship with the city, working for a long time with the original and longtime manager of the city, George Purifoy. Now the new city manager, Wes Pearson, who's been terrific to work with since he came on board last year. So great working relationship between the city and the Rough Riders, and we're looking forward to that continuing for many, many years.
Joined by general partner and CEO for the Rough Riders, Chuck Greenberg, here on the Riders Baseball Network. We're playing the top of the fifth inning. 3-1 Amarillo leads it with Caleb Roberts at the plate. You mentioned the talent that this roster has, and of course the Rough Riders don't have anything to do with that talent, but it certainly helps when you have the number one rated team in all minor league baseball, according to MLB.com.
I saw that. That's terrific. I mean, obviously some great players have come through here over the years, but arguably this is the best collection of...
Thor goes over to first, not in time to get Lawler.
A prospect talent at one time ever. And, you know, with the Rangers being a really solid club, hopefully these guys stay together for a while. We get to see them most, if not all, of the year.
And it's been really fun to see over the last few years some of the guys who've come through here making a big impact in the big league club. The pitch, there goes Lawler. A line drive foul off the facing of the first base dugout. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Ian Kinsler was here before the ball game during batting practice. You guys got to catch up a little bit.
Yeah, it was great seeing Kins. We had a lot of fun together, but back in those days, back in around 2010.
Yeah, those teams were a lot of fun, the Rangers. One ball and two strikes on Caleb Roberts. Crowd trying to get out of it with two outs, runner at first. He delivers in. There's a high fly ball, towering shot to right field. Carter going back. He's got room. Shy of the warning track under it, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. So three runs in for Amarillo. They take the lead 3-1. Chuck Greenberg, general partner, CEO for the Rough Riders. Chuck, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I was bad luck. I'll try to do better next time.
We'll love to have you on next time as well. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-1 our score. Amarillo out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's about personal investment, but don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sejacy leads it off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning, now trailing 3-1 to Amarillo. Here's the wind back by Albright in the first pitch. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. It's Thomas Sejacy, Trevor Hover, and Chris Cease, the 3-2 up for Frisco. Our special thanks to Chuck Greenberg for stopping by and hanging out with us in the top of the fifth. The offering is high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Always great catching up with Chuck and the wealth of knowledge that he has in his long time in baseball. General partner and CEO for the Rough Riders. Luke Albright deals in. Chopper foul, third base side, and the count goes to 2-1.
Nice to have two decades to talk about. There's enough history now, memories to look back on. Not the best of luck in terms of what happened during the inning. He was here, but it was fun to hear what Chuck had to say.
We'll have to hold him to that. Make sure it's good luck next time. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's now two balls and two strikes.
It's the first time this season now, Frisco coming to the plate while trailing. After giving up the first lead.
Yeah, they were tied yesterday. After the top of the fourth inning, took the lead back and never looked back. Pitch in. So JC watches low and away. Three balls and one strike. So JC is such an incredible bat-to-ball hitter. It was very surprising to see him walk his first trip up, and now he's gone 3-2 once again. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three, and he is strikeout victim number six for Luke Albright. One away in the fifth, Trevor Hauber steps in. And he is one of the more talented hitters in the entire organization. And he showed that off last year. A really strong season overall. Trevor Hauber lined out to third base, his first trip back in the second inning. He stands in from the left side, Albright's first pitch. Low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. And Hauber made a pretty good impression yesterday, a grand slam. And a big fifth inning. He comes back up in the fifth inning again today. The 1-0. Strike down the heart of the plate, 1-1. A grand slam is something on opening day that has never been done in Frisco Rough Riders history. But a home run on opening day is not unfamiliar to Hauber as the pitch comes inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Hauber in 2021 playing for the Tampa Tarpons in the Yankees organization before the trade. He hit two home runs on opening day in 2021. 2-1 is flicked foul left side. It's 2-2. And he wasn't done. He then homered the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Five consecutive days with a home run to begin the season. Through 5 days, he was hitting .556 with an over 2,200 OPS. 2-2. Comes inside on him, and it's three balls and two strikes.
You ever read the children's book by Matt Carpenter, the kid who only hit home runs? It was about a kid who only hit home runs. I don't have to spoil what it was about, but that's Trevor Hauber, basically, that season.
Exactly. 3-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Man, that has been a nasty pitch, low of the zone, 89 miles an hour. Seventh strikeout for Luke Albright, who's looked brilliant, and that's Chris, and it's Chris Cisse now, or Cisse, I should say, that makes his way to the plate. 3-1 our score, Amarillo out in front, bottom half of the fifth inning. Talking to Trevor about that before the game today, he said, there are stretches that I go through that I just hit everything, and hit everything hard, the pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. He said he can't explain it, it just happens. He's been a really streaky hitter his entire career. That was one of those moments where he said, everything I hit hard. I couldn't explain it to you. There was a stretch last year where in Greenville he hit five home runs in a series. The 1-0. Down low in the dirt, skips away from Del Castillo, the catcher, and it's two balls and no strikes. Man, I can't imagine what that feeling would be like as a hitter where you just go up to the plate and you know you're locked in. That has to be the best feeling in the world. Two balls, no strikes on Cease making his season debut. The pitch. Away, and it's three balls and no strikes. Cease, a former first-round pick by the Rangers. He has dealt with so many injury issues just trying to stay healthy. That's been the hard part for him in his short career so far. Albright delivers in the 3-0. It's down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. He's a former top-10 prospect back in 2018 in the Rangers organization. But he dealt with rotator cuff surgery in 2018, didn't play. The pitch is high off the outside corner. Ball four. Two-out base runner for the Rough Riders, trailing 3-1 here in the fifth inning. Then after that 2018 season, he thought, all right, let's try it again in 2019. He only played 21 games before diving back in on a pickoff play to first base. He tore his left labrum, and he was out for the rest of the season. Then finally healthy again in 2020. COVID struck him out in that season. And then in May of 2021, he tore his ACL. And he missed most of that year as well. The pitch is high and inside to Jax Biggers, and it's one ball and no strikes on the birthday boy. So last season, he was cleared to play in about mid-May, came back and DH'd mostly. 57 games at DH, 36 games at shortstop. The pitch inside, and it's two balls and no strikes, and he makes his Rough Riders debut at designated hitter today. Time called. Pitching coach Tom Gorzolani jogs out of the dugout for Amarillo and makes his way towards the mound. He's going to go chat with Luke Albright after walking Chris Cease and now going 2-0 on Jax Biggers. But just being around Chris Cease, great attitude and really big human being. He is a big guy, and you see why he was a first-round pick. You see what he can possibly be. It's just about, can he stay healthy? And this could be the season for Chris Cease where he's going to play a full season and hopefully have a good, healthy year.
And I'm curious defensively, too, for a big guy, is he going to stay at shortstop? He spent 3 years in Hickory, played 547 innings. Every single one of those 547 innings at shortstop.
Yeah, all 36 games. Stretch in the pitch to Biggers. He shows bunt. Pulls back, takes a strike on the inside edge. And it's 2-1. And not to mention you have Luis Angel Acuna on this team, who's one of the best defensive shortstops in the organization. So how many appearances is he going to see at short just because Acuna's also on this team? Albright delivers home. Off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Now to Jax Biggers. 2 outs, 3-1 our score. Amarillo out in front. Stretch by the right-hander. 3-1 pitch. High, and it's now 2 aboard for the Rough Riders with 2 outs. A walk to Jax Biggers after a walk to Chris Cease, and there is action out of the bullpen for Amarillo. It looked like Albright was cruising along, and now Andrew Salfrank is loosening. David Garcia in the 9-hole stepping in. Switching and catcher in from the left side. Making his season debut as well, he lined out to center back in the third. The pitch, high and tight, 1-0. Three runs, 5 hits, no errors for Amarillo. Rough Riders, 1 run on 1 hit and no errors in tonight's action. That 1 hit, a triple from Dustin Harris. He came in to score the lone run. The pitch fouled straight back. 1-1. And sometimes all you need is that door to open, and then this incredible Rough Riders lineup will kick that door down. David Garcia has an opportunity here with 2 outs. They shade him to the opposite way in the outfield. 1-1 pitch. High fly ball to right center field, hanging up in the air for Tim Tawa, though. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Side retired. The Rough Riders get a couple base runners. Can't do anything with it. They strand 2, and we go to the top of the 6th inning. Our score, it's Amarillo 3 and Frisco 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the 6th inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the 6th inning, Nick Krauth in his piggyback role is back out. Owen White started tonight with 3 innings of shutout baseball, allowing just 1 hit. Krauth allowed 3 runs in the top of the 5th inning, and that's led to our 3-1 score. Davison De Los Santos leads it off for Amarillo, 0-2. First pitch to the 19-year-old. He swings and misses on a good slider, and it's 0-1. Nick Krauth has a brother, Ben Krauth, who we saw a couple times last year when he played for San Antonio. 0-1. In the air out to center field, struck well. Tavares shows his number, racing back, and he makes the catch. A line drive out to center field by De Los Santos, and Tim Tawa makes his way in. Ben Krauth and Nick Krauth, very similar pitches. They like to mix up their speed, show you a lot of different looks. And Ben Krauth was a reliever for a long time, came over to San Antonio in the Padres organization. The pitch. Tawa shops at third base side, so JC waits on it, picks chest high, flings it onto first base and gets him two outs. AJ Vukovic makes his way in. 3-1 Amarillo, top of the sixth. And Ben was starting with San Antonio, had a couple tough starts against the Rough Riders head-to-head, but after this season, he was a free agent, and he decided to hang his cleats up. He said, I think I've had enough baseball after 28 years old. He decided to work in investment banking. Pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1, so Ben Krauth is done. Nick Krauth, the 23-year-old, still going. 0-1 to Vukovic. Upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Nick spoke very highly of his brother, though. Looks up to him a lot. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Off the outside corner and low and misses. One ball and two strikes. We'll see Nick in the starting rotation when we head down to San Antonio next week. He's on the piggyback with Owen White here in this first series, but see Ryan Garcia start on Tuesday, and then it will kind of start over with Jack Leiter on Wednesday. The 1-2. Just high, and it's two balls and two strikes. So the Rough Riders will be going with a five-man rotation this year after they went with a six-man rotation last year. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. Line drive down the left field line, a fair ball. Harris gets to it quickly and cuts it off. Gets it back in, and Vukovic holds with a single with two outs. Adrian Del Castillo makes his way in. 3-1 our score. Amarillo leads, top of the sixth inning.
He said his brother switched to investment banking. That's a great career, I'm sure. Doesn't quite allow the flexibility for the mustache that his younger brother has. You can do that in baseball a lot more easily.
Stretch of the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. A bluff to second base by Vukovic. He put on the brakes. And it's 0-1. That mustache has kind of developed a personality of its own for Nick Krauth. Yeah. Most guys on media day, you have to be like, hey, can you do these motions and that kind of thing? He asked, can I twirl the mustache? Is that okay? Absolutely. 0-1. Check swing. And on a pitch high and inside, the appeal, he went around. Strike two.
I asked him, do you use anything in that mustache? He said, I just recently started using wax.
Okay.
So he made a change. He's had it for about 2 years. But he's still tinkering with what he does, how he handles it, out of the wax. Doesn't use oil. I asked about it. So now you know why it looks so fresh.
The 0-2 is fouled straight back, and it's still 0-2. You taking notes? You trying to develop your own mustache game?
I'm not even going to try to measure against Nick Krauth. I know when to fold him, when to not even start. I'm not trying him. I'll let him carry that banner.
Okay. At the double-A level, you got to start using wax, I guess. 0-2. In the air, out to left field. Harris going back, turns around. He's at the warning track, stops just shy of it, makes the catch. Well, a mustache power working here in the sixth inning. A scoreless frame for Nick Krauth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. Bottom six coming up. Rough Riders trying to get some runs, trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes two golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Home half of the sixth inning and the top of the order due up for the Rough Riders, trailing 3-1 to Amarillo in day two of 138 for the Rough Riders this season. Won last night 12-4. I'm trying to cook into that offense a little bit, and they'll try to do it against a new arm on the hill. First pitch to Evan Carter is low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Andrew Saulfrank takes over on the mound for Luke Albright, who was very good in his start. 1-0 pitch. Carter takes low and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes in this left-on-left battle. Albright goes five innings in his first appearance here at the AA level, allowing one run on one hit, struck out seven, and walked two. 2-0. Carter takes high, three balls and no strikes. And now into the bullpen. What does this bullpen have to offer for Amarillo? Of the 12 runs last night for the Rough Riders, six of them were unearned because of an error defensively. 3-0. That one's down the heart of the plate for a strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-1. And so the Rough Riders seeing good defense for Amarillo today. The pitch is hit off the end of the bat. Down the right field line, a fair ball. Carter checks in with a base hit, leading things off with a single as Robbie Enriquez gets to it quickly. Gets it back in. And all Evan Carter needed to do was get to the Amarillo bullpen. He picks up his first hit of the night, and it's consecutive days to start his season with a hit after he went 2-for-5 yesterday. Big league rehabber Leody Taveras will flip around and bat from the right side for the first time during his stint here on rehab. The switch hitter has just seen right-handed pitchers so far. This is his first lefty. And the first pitch, high off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. This was the side that was tough for him to hit on when he was making his way back from the oblique injury. He was just hitting left-handed and now hitting right-handed and feeling very comfortable trying to get back up to Arlington. 1-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner with a breaking pitch. One ball and one strike. Andrew Saulfrank, the 6'3", 205-pound, 25-year-old out of Indiana University. 1-1 pitch. Strike on the outside edge with a heater, and it's one ball and two strikes. Last year split time between High A Hillsboro and finished the season in AA Amarillo. 2.95 ERA in Hillsboro, 5.14 ERA in Hillsboro. The pitch is cut on and missed, down low and inside for strike three. And he strikes out Leody Taveras. There's the first out of the sixth inning, and Luis Angel Acuna steps in now for the Rough Riders. Runner at first, 3-1, Amarillo out in front. Acuna 0-for-2, still looking for that elusive first hit of 2023. 0-for-7 to start his campaign. First offering his way. Strike on the inside corner with a slider, and it's 0-1. Saulfrank, a lot of strikeouts last year. 70 strikeouts in just over 50 innings. Did have a fair amount of walks, though, with 27. An extreme ground ball pitcher. Offering home. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Back-footed him. And he's ahead 0-2. With a ground ball pitcher who likes to sink it to try to see the ball up. Here's the stretch. 0-2. Acuna grounds it foul off the catcher, Del Castillo, back behind home, and it's still no balls and two strikes. To be a ground ball pitcher, you're usually looking at a ground ball rate of around 45% or higher. That kind of denotes a ground ball pitcher. How good was Saul Frank at that last year? He had a 72% ground ball rate. The pitch is grounded out to short. Lawler has it, flicks on his second for one, throw to first is low and not picked by the first baseman Roberts. Goes off the facing of the first base dugout, and Acuna is safe. So he gets the ground ball there. And Carter eliminated at second. Acuna at first base on the fielder's choice. That goes 6-4. And Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. 72% ground balls, Joe.
Timed that perfect.
I did, right.
Into the ground ball game. A lot of grass stains on those baseballs that he throws. That's ridiculous.
No doubt about it. Dustin Harris, owner of one of the two hits for the Rough Riders tonight. Frisco trailing by two. First pitch. This is down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Another left on left. Favoring the man on the hill. Last season, lefties just hit 170 against Salfrank. Throw goes over to first base to check on Acuna, who had 40 steals last year. Two-outs, runner at first. The pitch in. Off the outside corner, it misses. Two balls, no strikes. It's a gorgeous night for baseball. A little bit chilly. A lot of blankets all over the ballpark. Enjoying early season action. 2-0 toss. High and tight. Three balls, no strikes. It's going to be very interesting early on to see what happens with Dustin Harris. If he gets off to a hot start, there's not going to be much talk. It's probably going to be straight up to AAA. The offering in. He's down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. He's still young. Harris still just 23 years old. He won't turn 24 until July, but he has that kind of talent. He's going to hit his way to the big leagues. 3-1. Low ball four. He works the walk to a board for Thomas Sejasi. Rough Riders trailing 3-1. Frisco trying for a come-from-behind win where they led almost wire-to-wire yesterday, scoring four runs in the second inning. Amarillo came back to tie it but only had the lead for probably around 5-6 minutes in actual time. Rough Riders came right back, grabbed the lead in the bottom of the fourth inning, and then scored six in the fifth to blow it open.
You know, one thing that stands out, Luis Angel Acuna, 0-for-5 yesterday. He hasn't got a hit today. It can be frustrating to come up to the plate, ground out, have to go right back to the dugout. Even though he didn't get a hit, he's on base and he's in scoring position. It was just a fielder's choice. But just to get out to second base, just see the field from a different perspective for a brief moment, I'm not saying he's going to come out and get a hit the next at-bat for sure, but it just can change things a little bit.
The pitch is cut on and missed. Down low and inside to Sejasi, and it's 0-1. Not only that, but that's a guy you want on the base paths.
Yeah.
Elite-level speed, 101 career stolen bases, and about 250 career games. Sejasi 0-for-2, an RBI ground out, though, back in the second. He went 0-for-2 yesterday, but walked twice. The pitch. Upper edge outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. And he scored three times, tying a career high. Saul Frank looks back towards second. Acuna was trying to time him up, took two aggressive steps, and then flailing his arms, scampered back into second base. No harm, no foul. Still runners at first and second. Two down, 0-2 to Sejasi. throw back to second. Acuna in on his feet. Well, mind games back and forth. Saul Frank is ahead 0-2. Very effective when ahead in the count last year. The pitch is cut on and missed. Strike three. Slider back-footed him. And the left-hander picks up his second strikeout of the inning and gets out of the jam. For the Rough Riders, no runs on one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Our score, it's 3-1. Sod Poodle is out in front. Josh Warden back on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back on the Riders Baseball Network. It is Nick Krauth back at the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders as we make our way into the seventh inning. Amarillo has taken a lead and held on to it for the last couple innings. 3-1 is our mark. The Sod Poodles in front. First pitch to Enriquez is outside for a ball from Nick Krauth. He came in back in the fourth inning. Scoreless fourth, but then gave up three in the fifth. Score still stands 3-1. Next pitch bunted back to the mound. Krauth comes off the hill, throws to first easily in time, then beats Enriquez by two steps. And Nick Krauth fields his position well. Almost stumbled coming off the mound, but made sure to keep his feet. Throw to first and put away Robbie Enriquez. Well, Frisco won the series opener and season opener yesterday. Something they did a fair amount last year. Won the season series against Amarillo 11 games to 7 a season ago. Camden Duzenac, the hitter, first pitch swung on and missed. One out, nobody on. 3-1 lead for Amarillo. Last year, Amarillo had a decent season, especially in the second half. They won 68 games, one game under 500, but that was still the second best record in the division. 0-1 offering is outside. In the second half, there were four games over 500. Doesn't really matter too much what your overall record is. As long as you win a half, you're in the playoffs. And they were four games over 500 in the second half. 1-1 pitch is fouled back. The only team that had a better record than them in the division over the course of the season, and the only team that had a better record than them in the second half, was the same team. That was Frisco. The bane of Amarillo last year, and the team to set them back at 0-1 yesterday to begin this season. 1-2 pitch. Duzenac chops it left side of the infield. So JC cuts it off in the dirt, throws it across in time. And two straight ground outs. Nick Krauth looking like Andrew Solfrank with all the ground outs.
Good impression.
Thank you. Appreciate it. For him, on his sake. I mean, I'm thanking you
for
him.
I don't know
him.
Why you're saying thank you. That wasn't a compliment on you.
I know what he would say. Channeling my inner.
You were
Nick
doing Rob an impression of him there.
Of his impression.
Yeah, okay.
Double impression, yeah. Ryan Bliss, the batter, top of the order, is low for a ball. Bliss with a two RBI triple in the fifth innings. Two for three today, two base hits yesterday. And he got robbed to end the game. He had that line drive to left field that Dustin Harris dove for the final out. Or else Ryan Bliss would have had five hits in this series. Takes a pitch outside. It's 2-0. Two outs from Nick Krauth. Bases empty. Trying to keep the deficit at two runs and head to the bottom of the seventh. But he's behind 2-0. Changeup got him to swing and miss. And it's 2-1 to Ryan Bliss. Ryan has also played pretty well at second base, mostly a shortstop. He's played 90% of his time in the minor leagues at short. But they've got Jordan Lawler on the team. He's at second. Flies one to right field. Pretty well hit. Going back is Evan Carter. Near the warning track, he can slow down, puts his glove up, and makes the catch just in front of the dirt. And that is the inning. Three up, three down for Nick Krauth. And he takes care of Amarillo in the seventh inning. It is time to stretch from Riders Field. Riders will come up in the bottom half of the seventh inning, trailing 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Andrew Saulfrank back to the mound, and it's Trevor Hover to the plate in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Frisco trailing 3-1 to Amarillo here in this Double-A Texas League matchup opening weekend of the season. Hover takes a first pitch ball. It's 1-0 to the Arizona State products. Chris Cease and Jax Biggers to follow in the seventh inning. Frisco down by two. Facing the left-hand reliever, Andrew Saulfrank. Second pitch, tails inside, hits the corner. And strike one and Trevor Hover. Frisco 1-0 on the year, winning yesterday. Trying to win the series here today in opening weekend. Breaking ball down low to Trevor Hover, and it's 2-1. Frisco has played well against Amarillo over the last few years. Amarillo, not long for the Texas League, only joined in 2019, moving over from San Antonio when they were a San Diego affiliate. Inside of the 2-1 pitch, and Trevor Hover ahead 3-1. Became an Arizona Diamondback affiliate after the COVID breaks of the last two seasons, this one included, a Diamondback affiliate. The 3-1 pitch to Trevor Hover is hit hard towards the left center alley. It'll bring Duzenak back towards the track, and he will reach out and make the grab to take away a base hit from Trevor Hover. And a line out to left field. One away for Chris Cease, who has walked and struck out today. Comes up with one out, nobody on here in the seventh inning. In a 3-1 ball game, Sod Poodles in front. Well, the three-year history between these two clubs, the longest win streak for Frisco is six games. They won six in a row against the Sod Poodles a few years ago, back in 2019. First pitch to Cease, who sprayed down the right field side, foul. Ironically, that 2019 season was the only season in which Frisco had a losing record against Amarillo. The same year, they had their longest win streak against Amarillo in their team history. The 0-1 to Cease is low for a ball. They had a six-game win streak at one point. The problem was they also had their longest losing streak against Amarillo in the same season. They have seven games a losing record against Amarillo that year. But overall, they do lead the franchise rivalry. 1-1 pitches away. Two balls and a strike to Chris Cease. Frisco leads at 41 wins, 37 losses all time against the Soddies. Two balls and a strike to Chris Cease, DHing today. With one out, the base is empty. He takes upstairs, 3-1.
A lot of franchise records also for Amarillo against the Rough Riders and for the Rough Riders against Amarillo. As you might imagine, they're offensive records.
Yeah. A lot of hits, a lot of home runs at Hodgetown. Yeah. Cease takes a strike to load the count full 3-2. And it helps when you have 12 runs and that sort of thing happening at Riders Field, let alone what's going to happen later on. Most of the games this year in this rivalry will be on the road for Frisco. Payoff pitch to Chris Cease is a chopper towards second. Ryan Bliss has a long run, fields on the run, and does have time to make the play. The short throw to first base with the ball taking him towards the bag is in time. Two down for Jax Biggers. 24 meetings and 15 of them this year will be at Amarillo.
I'm sure Ryan Tutlin, the hitting coach for the Rough Riders, very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Rough Riders scored 21 runs, a franchise record in Amarillo last year. Also, franchise record 11 runs in one inning.
First pitch to Biggers pops off the glove of Del Castillo. Nobody on base. 1-0 the count. Talked with John Goble before the season started. Talked to him about, and that's the other perspective. Now it's a pitching coach having to go over there. It's the opposite feeling. He might not feel as happy about it. Jax Biggers ropes one foul down the first baseline past Ryan Tunlin, who will be happy about the hits in Amarillo later this year. Hickory, as John Goble put it, kind of hitter-friendly league. But the Texas League is, too. I mean, last year, the top five teams in all of AA were in the Texas League. 10 of the 30 teams in AA are in the Texas League. And it's all pushed up near the top in terms of the league leaders or AA leaders. Most of the hard-hitting teams are in the Texas League. As Biggers takes outside, it's 2-1.
When the weather warms, the ball flies.
Yes. Two balls and a strike to Jax Biggers. It's inside, 3-1. With two outs, the base is empty. Warm weather in Texas. Frisco has three Texas natives on the squad. Amarillo with two. Frisco wins that battle. Until today, they added Cam Duzenak. So now it's 3-3 in that battle. As Biggers takes a ball, the Missouri City Texas native draws a walk for a second consecutive plate appearance. And the birthday boy is aboard once again. Frisco did not leave a batter or leave a runner on base in the first four innings. Nobody left aboard. In the last two innings, they have left multiple runners back-to-back innings. They have left runners at first and second. Again, they get a guy on as Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, jogs out to have a conversation with Andrew Salfrank. Biggers aboard. David Garcia, the batter with two outs. Tying run at the plate. 3-1 ball game. Amarillo in front here in the seventh inning. It's Jax Biggers, Grant Anderson, Justin Slayton, the three Texas natives playing for the Frisco Rough Riders here in 2023. David Garcia will be the batter with a runner aboard. Frisco still has seven outs to work with here to try to avoid their first loss of the season. It'll be a long time coming. Frisco, after all, making the playoffs last year and did not lose a game in the postseason. Swept the divisional round, swept the championship series. So you have to go back to the regular season last year, the last time that Frisco lost a game. They also were victorious on the regular season finale. It was the second to last day. Last time that Frisco lost a ball game. And they hope that streak doesn't come to an end here. First pitch to David Garcia, swung on and missed. 2 outs, runner at first. And so with four postseason yesterday, the final game, that's 6 in a row. And with the offseason in between, that's been 202 days since the last time we have had to say the Rough Riders have lost. Frisco needs to make a comeback here to be able to continue saying that. The 0-1 to David Garcia, again swung on to miss, similar spot, down in the dirt, and blocked by Del Castillo. Nothing and two to David Garcia. He's hit the ball hard, two flyouts today.
Sorry, Josh, the final game of the season last year was an extra inning game on the last day of the season. That was not fun. Rough Riders had already clinched the playoffs. Northwest Arkansas was out of the playoff picture, and you play extra innings.
pitching coaches probably didn't like that. It was an over 3-hour game. No need to add on innings, but it worked out for Frisco. They went on to sweep the playoffs, so it all turned out well. No balls and two strikes to Garcia with two down and a runner at first. Here's the pitch from Saul Frank, a slider that doesn't quite catch the back door, and it's 1-2.
Well, the funny thing about that extra inning game was Rough Riders allowed a few runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to send it to extras, and then at the top of the 10th inning, Jonathan Ornelas needed one hit to tie the franchise record.
Low and away, it's 1-2 to Garcia.
And allowing those runs in the bottom of the ninth was what allowed him to tie the franchise record with 157 hits.
Wow.
So he was very thankful it went to extra innings, but he was just about the only one.
Was ball two, 2-2 to Garcia. He takes it, the belt just above, and the inning continues 3-2. Jax Biggers at first. Frisco hoping for a two-out rally. They trail 3-1. To Amarillo here in the middle game of the series. We'll close it out tomorrow and Saturday at 7:05. Here's the payoff to Chris Seitz with a runner going. Cut on and whiffed. And there is the inning. For the third straight inning, Frisco gets a walk. In fact, they've walked five times in the last three innings, but nobody has advanced beyond second base, and Frisco has not scored since the second inning. The Rough Riders trail 3-1. We head on to the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, it cradles the Frisco Wrestling Mask giveaway and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Quesos!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, new pitcher into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders, making his 2023 Frisco debut. A guy who came up at the end of last season, John Matthews, comes in the ballgame for Carlos Cardoza, John Goble, and the whole crew. He's trying to make sure the lead for Amarillo does not grow. It is 3-1 into the eighth inning from Riders Field. John Matthews in his fourth year in the Rangers organization out of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, turned 25 in January, and he will face the top portion of the order. Jordan Lawler will be the hitter for the Sod Poodles, followed by Caleb Roberts and Davison De Los Santos. 3-1 ball game, Amarillo in front. Sod Poodles team that has been decent in the Texas League ever since joining in 2019. First pitch to Lawler is outside. Since they joined the Texas League 3 years ago, they have 199 games, lost 197. Looking for their 200th win today. 1-0 pitch to Lawler is low for a ball. Lawler was still in high school when they joined the Texas League 2019, when they were a San Diego Padres affiliate. Lawler the hitter with a 2-0 count from John Matthews. The right-hander into the wind. Fastball hit hard down the left side. Foul off the sidewall and skips into shallow left field. Two balls and a strike to Jordan Lawler. He's been barreling up baseballs pretty well. A home run yesterday to left field. A single today. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI. Two balls and a strike from John Matthews. Back to the wine and a breaking ball catches the outside half for a strike. Jordan Lawler now the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. He was number two, but Corbin Carroll graduating from that list, so he takes over the number one spot. Takes a pitch inside. Looked like it was a strike. But makes it three balls and two strikes to Jordan Lawler. Starting out the eighth inning here. Frisco trailing 3-1. Payoff from John Matthews. Just got a piece. Lawler stays alive. Three balls and two strikes from John Matthews. Lawler, the number 11 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. At the plate to start out the eighth inning for Amarillo. Another payoff pitch from John Matthews is hit high, fairly deep to left field. Going back is Dustin Harris. He calls for it, makes the catch in the gap. And Jordan Lawler's put away. Caleb Roberts, the batter, who's 1-for-3. Well, Zach, you mentioned yesterday Frisco is the top minor league baseball team in terms of talent. MLB Pipeline labeling Frisco the most loaded, most stacked, most talent of any minor league team, double A, triple A, single A, wherever. But Amarillo has something to brag about of their own as Caleb Roberts takes a swing and a miss. Frisco's the top team in minor league baseball according to MLB Pipeline, but The Athletic gives Amarillo the top name in minor league baseball. Sod Poodles get the number one in the bracket. The Sod Poodles win it. The fan vote. 0-1 pitch is down low. One ball and one strike.
Also the most Googled name as to what is a Sod Poodle, I'm
interesting.
Sure.
Interesting. It's a prairie
that's just,
dog.
That's yeah. just me guessing.
I believe it.
There can only be one prairie dog.
There
we're
can
here
only
first.
Be one, yes. Need the mascots to come out here and do a prairie dog fight with Deuce, the mascot. And get them together. One ball and one strike to the first base Sod Poodle, Caleb Roberts. Left-hand hitter swings and fouls it over the left side. One ball and two strikes to Caleb.
Ruckus is the name of the Amarillo mascot. And every time Ruckus is introduced onto the field, he rides on a golf car all the way around the warning track and then goes by the bullpen, which is on the field in Amarillo.
1-2 from John Matthews. A fastball swung on and missed. Struck out Caleb Roberts. Two down in the eighth inning.
That was a really well-located pitch. Down low and inside on the left-handed batter.
The breaking slider. Ball, I should say. Yeah, not a fastball. Good-looking slider, back foot. Davis and De Los Santos, the batter.
But every time he goes by the Rough Riders bullpen, they started throwing water at him.
First pitch to De Los Santos is a strike with one out, two outs, and it's 0-1.
So it became this whole thing where Ruckus would get a water gun, and the Rough Riders would have cups full of water, and they have a little water fight every game.
Second pitch is low. It's 1-1 to Davison.
That was started by Scott Engler, former Rough Riders reliever back in 2021. They have some fun with it. It's kind of been grandfathered in down the line.
I love it. 1-1 to De Los Santos, just inside for a ball, 2-1. De Los Santos, a youthful prospect. The only teenager on the roster, the youngest player for either team in the starting lineup or on either roster for that matter in this rivalry. Swings and misses. Two strikes on him. With the bases empty and two outs. The only teenager. Amarillo has one 19-year-old, one 20-year-old, one 21-year-old, one 22-year-old. Two-strike pitch, cut on and missed. A half-hearted swing for De Los Santos in the dirt. Garcia picks up the ball, throws to first in time. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for John Matthews. He gets two strikeouts in his first inning of 2023. He sets down the Sod Poodles in order. Well, Frisco has some work to do, down by two. And coming up in the bottom of the eighth when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Well, both teams have three Texas natives on the roster, and one of Amarillo's Lone Star State guys comes in to pitch. Kyle Backus, the relief pitcher left-hander out of New Waverly, Texas, comes in to face the top of the order for Frisco. Amarillo up 3-1. And the first pitch to Evan Carter is low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count to Evan Carter, who is the most recent Rough Rider to get a hit. He singled in the sixth inning. And Andrew Stahlfrank went through the rest of the order without a base hit allowed. Carter comes back up, hoping to lead off an inning with a hit. Takes outside and gets ahead, two balls and no strikes. 1-for-3 today with that base hit in the sixth. He was put out at second base later in the inning. Takes his strike. And it's 2-1. Leody Taveras' spot is next in the lineup. The rehabber will be replaced by Josh Saleh, pinch hitting here in the eighth. 2-0 pitch to Carter is a strike. Two balls and a strike to Evan Carter. At Elizabethan, Tennessee, like I said, senior year, COVID, and so he's made the most of his minor league career. Swings and misses. And he strikes out here to begin the eighth inning to bring up Josh Saleh. So one out here in the eighth. Saleh trying to get something started here. He had one plate appearance yesterday, struck out. And now his second chance in 2023 for Josh Saleh. There's number 35, hits from the left side. Against the left-hand pitcher. Ground ball in the first pitch. Chopped towards third base. De Los Santos throws on the run. And he throws accurately. He's made several of those plays this series and made them each accurately. And he retires Josh Saleh on the first pitch. Lefty-lefty matchup that Carlos Cardoza pulls the trigger on. Now it's a right-hand hitter, Luis Angel Acuna, looking for his first hit. 0-for-8 to start the season. But he did get aboard last time, reach on a fielder's choice. Doesn't increases on base percentage, but he was aboard. Maybe he'll get here as well. Lines it towards left. It lands in front of Duzanak and gets past him as he dove. Acuna into second. He'll take a big turn. He'll keep on chugging for third. The relay into third is in time. Right on the money. Tagged him on the back, and Acuna is out at third. They needed a perfect throw to nab him at third base, and they got it on the relay from Lawler, and they put out Luis Angel Acuna. That ball dribbling past Duzanak all the way to the track, and he's put out at third base. So that means Kyle Backus faces the minimum in the eighth inning, and Frisco goes scoreless to the ninth with Frisco trailing 3-1. Zach Bigley on the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians. Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews retakes the hill, and he delivers home to Tim Tawa to start off the ninth inning. It's low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trailing 3-1 in the top of the ninth inning. If you're just joining us, there hasn't been a ton of action in this game. The 1-0. Hard ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Biggers there. He backhands and fires onto first in time to get Tim Tawa. We have some defensive replacements to let you know about. Leody Taveras exits today's game. Evan Carter moves from right field to left, or to center field, I should say. Trevor Hover moves from first base to right field. And Josh Saleh remains in the game. He's at first base defensively. A.J. Vukovic steps in. First pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. So Saleh at first base. 0-1 pitch. Check swing on a breaking ball low and away. He didn't go, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders got on the board first back in the second inning. A triple from Dustin Harris. He came in to score on an RBI ground out from Sajacy. The pitch. High and tight. Bends him backwards, and it's two balls and one strike. And it seemed like the Rough Riders picked up right where they left off last night. Run in the second already. And they haven't really been able to manufacture much after that. 2-1. Good slider right on the outside corner for a strike. 2-2. Only two hits for the Rough Riders after that second inning. 2-2. Whipped foul right side. It's still two balls, two strikes. Amarillo got all three of their runs in the top of the fifth inning. On a two-run triple by Ryan Bliss and an RBI single by Jordan Lawler. Time called late by A.J. Vukovic. So 3-1 our score. Three runs, six hits, and one error for Amarillo. Matthews nods yes at the sign and the 2-2 pitch. Low off the outside corner in the dirt, three balls, two strikes. And one run, three hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Payoff. High pop-up. Left side. Shallow part of left field. Acuna going back from shortstop. Harris coming in. Harris calls him off. Acuna vacates, and Harris makes the catch. Adrian Del Castillo takes his turn. Top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing by two. Oh, for 3 days for the catcher after homering yesterday. He said it was the hardest hit ball he's hit in his career. A bomb to right center field into the wind. First pitch. He swings, smacks it the opposite way into left field. Harris giving chase over his head all the way to the wall. Del Castillo around first, and he pulls in at second with a two-out double here in the ninth inning. So the seventh hit on the offensive side for the Sod Poodles comes in the ninth as they look to add some insurance as the Rough Riders will have 4, 5, and 6 due up in the bottom of the ninth inning. Harris was playing very shallow to the opposite field of the left-handed batter Del Castillo, and he easily punched it over Harris's head. Robbie Enriquez now 1-for-2. Walk, single, and he bunted back to the pitcher for an out in the seventh. Matthews steps off the rubber. And time called. And they're going to intentionally walk Robbie Enriquez, I believe. He's pointed down to first base and put him on. And so they do intentionally walk Ron Enriquez, and Camden Dusenak makes his way in. They'll get the right-on-right matchup. Carlos Cardoza playing the matchups. And he gets Dusenak, who's 0-for-1 today. A sack bunt, a walk, and a ground out. First pitch. Low and away, one ball, no strikes. Dusenak added to the roster right before the game yesterday. Coming up in a big spot to try and add some insurance on for the Sod Poodles. The 28-year-old in from the right side. Pitch in. Popped up. Right side. Shallow barn to right field. Hover started back. Now he comes in. Calls off Jax Biggers, the second baseman, and makes the catch. So the move pays off. The intentional walk of Enriquez. Matthews gets Camden Dusenak. And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders need two to tie, three to win it. Trailing 3-1 to Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris leads things off in the bottom of the ninth inning for the Rough Riders. It's Harris, Sujacy, and Hobart. First pitch. He watches across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Tough man to face in Kyle Backus, the left-handed side armor for the left-handed batting Harris. The pitch outside, and it's one ball and one strike. It will go left-hander, right-hander, left-hander for the Rough Riders, though. Stretch and Backus delivers. Fits on the outside corner, and then he's for a strike, 1-2. Rough Riders trailing 3-1 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Dustin Harris tripled back in the second. He's 1-for-2. He walked in the sixth. Backus works on the third base side of the rubber from the stretch. He delivers home. Harris swings, fouls it off. Man, that almost hit him. It was so far inside. Just got the handle to it and flicked it back behind home, and it's still one ball, two strikes. Lefties hit a putrid 212 against Backus last year. Righties fared much better at 272 when he was in Hillsboro. 1-2. Off the outside corner. It misses, and it's now two balls, two strikes. Harris will work the count, though. He has such quick hands. When you're facing a side armor, Harris can just flick that bat out there so well. 2-2. He swings, grounds it opposite way to short. Lawler backhands. Long throw across is in time to get the hustling Harris. One away. Thomas Sujacy now. Rough Riders need a base runner. One on opening day last night. Trailing 3-1 on day two tonight. What, if any, heroics do they have on this Friday evening? The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Only three hits tonight belonging to Dustin Harris, to Luis Angel Acuña, and to Evan Carter. The offering, High and tight, backs him away. One ball, one strike. So JC still looking for that first hit, 0 for 5 to start his year. 1-1. Misses away, and it's two balls and one strike. Infield plays back into pole. Outfield straight up. Rather shallow the opposite way, where Sajacy has good power. 2-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball only coming in the upper 80s from the sidearm pitcher Backus. Sajacy takes off his helmet, pops it right back on his head. Kicks the bat a couple times with the tips of his toes and stands back in. Check swinging out to the hill. 2-2. He swings, smacks it foul right side. Into the concourse, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will finish up this series tomorrow. The 7:05 first pitch for Saturday. 2-2. Rip and a miss, strike three. Got him upstairs with the fastball. Two outs on the second strikeout for Backus, and here's Trevor Hobber, the final hope for the Rough Riders. Frisco will send Tekoa Roby to the mound against Jameson Hill. It's a very highly anticipated Double-A debut for Tekoa Roby tomorrow. And there are still tickets available, so we'd love to see you out here at the ballpark. The pitch in. Inside to Hobber, one ball, no strikes. RidersBaseball.com. It should be a great crowd. There's a pregame Easter egg hunt as well, the day before Easter. The pitch. The heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. Bring your kids out. Watch one of the young budding stars in the Rangers organization, T.K. Roby. The 1-1. Strike with a fastball right down the middle, letter high. And it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders are down to their final strike on Friday. Backus ready. The 1-2. Fouled away to the screen. Still one ball, two strikes. Chris Cease is on deck if we get that far. He represents the tying run. 3-1 our score. Amarillo leads it. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Backus from the stretch, he deals. Fouled back on the ground. Still one ball and two strikes to Trevor Hobber. The hero last night with a grand slam. Former Arizona State Sun Devil. One, two on the way. Just high of the zone. Didn't miss by much. Two balls and two strikes. Not a fan sticking around for postgame fireworks tonight. Hoping to see a late comeback as well. The 2-2. This is away with a breaking ball. We're full at three balls and two strikes on Hobber. One of the best eyes in the Texas Rangers organization. Very patient hitter at the plate. The payoff pitch. Swing and a fly ball to center field. Not deep. Tim Tawa ranging over into left center. He makes the catch. And that's your ball game. Amarillo takes down the Rough Riders in game two of the 2023 season. The final score tonight from Riders Field, it's the Sod Poodles 3 and the Rough Riders 1. Josh Wharton has postgame coverage for you on the other side of this break. Rough Riders fall to 1-1 on the season. Amarillo improves to 1-1 on the other side. Riders fall 3-1. We'll return after this with postgame show action on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the streak was going to come to an end at some point. 202 days in the making, and yes, most of those were in the offseason. But four postseason games, a couple regular season games on each side, and finally, the streak comes to an end. The Rough Riders have lost a ball game. Had to happen at some point. Happens to everybody. And it was a close game. The Rough Riders did take a lead today, struck first, but did not score again after Dustin Harris's triple, in which he scored right after that on an RBI ground out by Thomas Ajace. But ultimately, Frisco drops this one. Final score, Amarillo 3 and Frisco 1. Frisco's 1-1, Amarillo 1-1. And we'll close out the series tomorrow at 7:05 with Jameson Hill taking the hill against TK, a.k.a. Tekoa Roby, who will make his first start in a Frisco uniform, making it to the AA level to begin his 2023 campaign. A little more info on this game here between Frisco and Amarillo, the 3-1 win for the Sod Poodles. They racked up 7 hits in the game and pretty good pitching as Frisco was held in check. That triple seemed like it might have gotten things started for Frisco since Harris really, you know, got good contact, scored right after that. I was leading off the second inning, and so, you know, just four batters into the game. But after that point, after Luke Albright allowed that triple, he retired the next three guys that inning, went 1-2-3 the next inning, went 1-2-3 the next inning, struck out the first two guys the next inning, did walk a couple, but then got the next guy out, and finally was done with a really good performance for Luke Albright. 5 innings and only allowed the one hit, and Dustin Harris triple. And even that one, Tim Tawa in center field struggled to pick the ball up on the right center wall. The Amarillo outfielders have had some trouble picking those balls up yesterday. A couple misplays out there trying to grab a loose ball. Harris still had a pretty good chance of getting a third, even if Tawa didn't bobble it. Let's say he didn't, only got to second, then that ground ball for Sajacy wouldn't score him. It might not even have advanced him. Then there was a line out and a strikeout later in the inning. Not that all those things would have happened exactly as they did had Harris only gotten a second and not third. But my point is that Luke Albright only gave up that one hit, and it might have not even have led to a run with a little help defensively. And so, you know, he pitched really well, just one hit in 5 innings, walked 2. They were back-to-back, and he stranded both of them. And he struck out 7. Really strong performance for Luke Albright. And his counterpart, Owen White, pitched pretty well. Scoreless performance for Owen White. So he does not suffer the loss today in his first performance of 2023. A no decision for Owen White. 1 base hit allowed in 3 innings, 1 walk. Nick Krauth does suffer the loss. 4 innings. He only was damaged in 1 inning. It was the 5th. He allowed 3 runs. And he suffers the loss. John Matthews added 2 scoreless frames to close out the ballgame. Take a quick break and come back to wrap things up after this on the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The final score, Amarillo 3 and Frisco 1. Going through the box score offensively for the Rough Riders. Evan Carter led off today, playing right field and later on center field today. He went 1-for-4 in the ball game. He was one of the few guys to get a hit. 3 different guys got a base hit. Nobody with a multi-hit performance. Leody Taveras went 0-for-3. Hit the ball hard, but did not get a board today. Josh Sale pinch hit and grounded out. Then the 3 and 4 hitters in the lineup provided the rest of the offense. Luis Angel Acuna finally did get a hit, although he was retired in that sequence. A double, tried to stretch it to a triple, but he does get credit. Going 1-for-4, Dustin Harris 1-for-3 for a triple. A couple plays this season, Frisco almost had a lot more triples than they did. Luis Angel Acuna almost had a triple. Yesterday, Evan Carter tripled, but then on appeal was called out at second base, so technically just a single. And Dustin Harris did get a triple today, so there was one. And Scott Capers had a triple yesterday. So both games, Frisco got one triple and almost two. The rest of the lineup, however, went hitless. Thomas Ajayi, Trevor Hover, Chris Chase, Jax Biggers, and David Garcia do not get a base hit. Jax Biggers did perform well, had 2 walks in his birthday. So he just went 0-for-1 in the ballgame, celebrating his 26th birthday today. And we'll try to come back tomorrow and win the series. The Rough Riders can still win this 3-game weekend set, which concludes tomorrow at 7:05. Gates open at 5:30. The kids can run around the outfield as they are right now as they take to the outfield to enjoy Fireworks Friday. Back-to-back days to open the season with fireworks. They'll run around the outfield and the whole ballpark for that matter. Grabbing Easter eggs tomorrow. Nice cartwheel by one of those kids out there. That was impressive. A little back handspring, in fact. Wow, good job. And so Frisco will go for the series tomorrow at 7:05 with a pregame Easter egg hunt shortly after gates open at 5:30. Then an off day on Sunday on Easter and then Monday, and the team will travel Tuesday to San Antonio for the first road trip of the season. The groundskeeping crew already tamping down the mound as we speak. Man, this mic picks up everything all the way to the mound and the rake. And they are getting it ready for tomorrow at 7:05. Hope to join you and have you along the way tomorrow. Pregame at 6:50 with Tekoa Roby and Jameson Hill, the starting pitcher matchup tomorrow in the series finale right here on the Riders Baseball Network. For Zach Bigley and everyone else along the way here with the Frisco Rough Riders, I'm Josh Warden signing off. After Amarillo's first win of the season, Frisco drops to 1-1 on the year. 3-1 final score from Frisco. Talk to you tomorrow pregame at 6:50 on the Riders Baseball Network. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!